Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Monday, July 24th, 2023, 9:07 a.m. on this Monday morning. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Doing great.
Good.
Doing great. Still recovering from a wild Pioneer Day in Monticello. That was fun.
Yep. Good weekend celebrations here in Monticello. And yeah, that was a good time.
Always the best time of year.
Yeah.
It's good to see lots of familiar faces and lots of people visiting and beautiful weather and lots of fun events. And I think overall it was a big success.
Well, you know, Monticello gets to keep the fun rolling too, because starting this weekend is the county fair here in Monticello as well, and then it goes all of next week too. So
it's
a good time of year.
Big golf tournament this weekend, mm-hmm. and anyway, it's a great time of year.
Yep, yes, it is indeed.
City Cruise did a good job too on Sunday morning. Generally, the town looks pretty hammered on a Sunday morning after a big weekend celebration, but man, they were up late cleaning up. It looked awesome.
Yeah, it was. It looked and it was awesome. So, yeah, congratulations to those getting that pulled together. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock area to bring you this morning. We've got a report of a fire. It's outside the Red Rock area, but you may see the smoke from it in northern Grand County. It's being reported as the Monument Fire. It's about 55 miles southeast of Vernal in the Book Cliffs, in the area of Monument Ridge Road and Cliff Dweller Ridge. The fire was caused by lightning and was reported Saturday afternoon. It's 82 acres in size as of latest report Sunday night. Firefighters dug line around 70% of the fire, and that line's held up Sunday, preventing the fire from spreading. They're expecting to have a line dug around the entire perimeter by midday today, with full containment anticipated by end of shift tonight. So, again, crews responding quickly to that fire. And again, it is, I don't know. You may be able to hear 92.7 out there, but I've never been up there, but you may be able to see the smoke if you're up in northern Grand County. That's that fire, and they've done a good job of containing it and hoping to have it contained by end of day.
Some isolated areas and hard to get to, and fire crews don't have an easy job. These lightning-caused fires out in the middle of nowhere.
Yep, keep them busy. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We have other news in the Red Rock listening area. This report from Thursday, about 11:45 a.m., National Park Service in the Glen Canyon Communication Center received a 911 call reporting a possible cliff jumping fatality about a quarter mile south of Buoy 89 on Lake Powell. Buoy 89 is located in King County, about 89 miles from Glen Canyon Dam. The victim was identified as Corey Ryan Ernschwender, a 36-year-old man from Cincinnati, Ohio. Witnesses reported observing a person cliff jumping from a height of approximately 50 feet, who then failed to resurface. An initial hasty search was conducted by Glen Canyon National Recreation Area rangers and officers for the Utah Department of Natural Resources and King County Sheriff's Office. On Friday, Utah Department of Public Safety dive team used a side scan sonar to locate the victim, and divers recovered his body at about 10:20 in about 30 feet of water. Man was transported to Bullfrog for a transfer of custody to the Utah State Medical Examiner, and the incident's under investigation by Kane County Sheriff's Office. So, again, National Park Service, King County Sheriff's Office expressing condolences to victims, family, and friends. Just a terrible event. National Park Service says people who recreate on or around Lake Powell are advised it is prohibited to jump or dive off rock cliffs, ledges, or man-made structures, excluding vessels, from a feet of 15 feet or more from the surface of the water. You know, that's... It's a really popular activity, cliff jumping in Lake Powell, and, you know, again, you got to be Got to be careful there.
So careful out there. What a tremendous, sad ending to a once-in-a-lifetime trip, you know. So be careful.
Absolutely.
15 feet is what they say is the limit.
Yeah. I know lots of folks that...
may have gone 16 or 17.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, again, this 50-foot fall, you know, resulted in fatality. Don't have additional details, you know, about it. And an investigation is underway. But, yeah, you got to be... got to be so careful. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings coming your way. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to the Morning Show on Red Rock 92.
Happy summer from the crew at Fiesta Mexicana, serving the best Mexican food and margaritas in Moab. Our fresh, high-quality ingredients and generations of traditional Mexican cooking have made Fiesta Mexicana the locals' favorite year after year. It's our heritage and we're proud to share it with you. Join us all summer for daily lunch and dinner specials. 202 Main Avenue in Moab and online at FiestaMexRest.com. Fiesta Mexicana, Moab's choice for authentic Mexican.
Weld something that lasts a lifetime. Enroll in the USU Blanding Welding Certificate Program starting this August. Join our welding courses in the USU Technical Education Building and benefit from world-class facilities and instructors. USU welding students consistently rank among the top in national and international competitions. Embark on a rewarding career in welding. Learn from the experts and develop in-demand skills. Enroll now by calling 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115 or visit us online to start your journey.
The summer of cash heats up. Get ready for the ultimate cash extravaganza with sizzling summer cash at Ute Mountain Casino. Every Saturday in July, one winner will be drawn from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for your chance for the grand prize, $1 million. Each winner gets four picks that can add up to $3,000. Sizzling summer cash is heating up, and you could be our next millionaire. The hottest way to make this summer unforgettable at Ute Mountain Casino.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Monday, July 24th, 2023, 9:15 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. And it's continuing to be hot across the area, but we've had some storms. The National Weather Service in Grand Junction reporting that moisture will begin wrapping into the area. Temperatures remaining warm, a degree or two lower than yesterday today, and they expect increasing chances of precipitation over the high terrain today, spreading over some valleys by tomorrow. Best chance for widespread precipitation will occur on Wednesday. So again, we, Bill, you've been talking about that monsoon season. We've had this heat dome, and they're continuing to battle out.
Yeah, we had a couple of pop-up storms last week, but really not the monsoon season that we've really relied on the last couple of years. Boy, the heavy monsoon saved us the last two summers. This summer it's not quite as critical, but anxiously awaiting the arrival of these summer rains that bring relief and greenery and really a nice time of year this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it always seems to get some good storms this time of year, and anticipate we'll get some more of those. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. The Arches National Park is got a local volunteer called the Sticker Club. They have been congratulated for receiving a Regional 2022 George and Helen Hartzog Award for Outstanding Volunteer Team Service. That sticker club consists of Moab residents who gather weekly to put colored stickers on the park maps distributed at Arches entrance stations. Stickers are part of the park's timed entry reservation system, which was first piloted in 2022. Over the course of the last 6 months, the sticker club volunteers prepared 285,000 maps. That's 5 pallets worth, enough to fill a 1-car garage, and they're back at it again. The collective impact of the task is adding up quickly, and Arches has thanked the Sticker Club for helping make that possible. Among those in the club, Marlene Huckabee, Scott Brown, Mark Shapiro, Lynn Anderson, and Char Trim, amongst those in that Sticker Club. So they won that award, and National Park Service thanks them for their volunteering, I guess, helping folks get in that timed entry and get around the park. So, good deal.
Yeah, the park's a stickler for stickers.
Yes.
You need to have those passes to get in.
Yep, yep. So, yeah, they're helping folks out. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services in the Red Rock area.
Yeah, there are services starting at 11 a.m. this morning for Ronald Melvin Trent. That's at the Blanding South Chapel of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So the funeral at 11, there's visitation from 9 to 10:30 this morning. Funeral services tomorrow for Marjorie Stocks, age 91 of Moab. They begin at 11 a.m. tomorrow at the Moab LDS Stake Center. Graveside services for Brandy Renee Riffey are at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, July 26th at the Monticello City Cemetery. Riffey passed away on July 15th at the age of 40, and I know they had some good fundraisers for her funeral and cover some of those expenses as a part of the Pioneer Day celebration. Memorial services for Cortez resident Thad Cole will be held at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, July 26th at the Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez. Services for Shad Albert Swink, age 49 of Moab, are from 4 to 6 on Friday at the Old City Park in Moab. Funeral services for Mary Johnson of Moab, age 74 of Moab, begin at 10 a.m. on Saturday. That's July 29th in Moab at the LDS Chapel on 400 North. Viewing at 9 a.m. Memorial service for Jeannie Sapp of Durango is Saturday at 10 a.m. at Durango Cowboy Church. And graveside services for Howard Nelson, a Monticello native who died several weeks ago, will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday at the Monticello City Cemetery. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Summer's heating up, and Walker's True Value in Moab has everything you need to get it started on the right foot. Come check out the great deals on essentials for your patio, lawn, garden, and home. Walker's True Value is your source for nature-served chicken feeds, where they believe in serving your chickens first, so your chickens can provide the best for your family. Come get your summer started right at Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, right next to Walker Drug.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Meet Sinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Sinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Sinch IT.
San Juan Building Supply has offered a full range of building supplies to San Juan County and beyond for 35 years. Lumber prices are down for the busy construction season, and now is an excellent time to buy. From the start of your project to the finish, San Juan Building Supply has the high-quality products you need, and they deliver. drop by 1050 South Main Street in Blanding. Call 678-2000 or visit sjbs.com. San Juan Building Supply, San Juan County's innovative lumber and building materials supplier.
Hay Brothers Construction has what it takes to get your job done, big or small. Whether it's installing underground utilities, excavation, grading, or leveling, Hay Brothers will address your project quickly, reliably, and safely. Hay Brothers is licensed and insured. Call them today at 801-513-4407 or email contact at baybros.com. That's contact at bay, spelled B-E-H, bros.com. Hay Brothers Construction, proudly serving the entire Four Corners area.
What's going on?
The Montezuma County Fair is underway in Cortez and runs through Saturday with lots of food, rodeos, and of course the Demolition Derby. Visit MontezumaCountyFair.com for the full schedule. On Friday, the Moab Summer Film Series presents Little Rascals. The show is free, starts at 8:30 in Suwanee City Park, and popcorn is provided. Check moabrecreation.org for more info. The Moab VFW 16th Annual Charity Golf Tournament is Saturday morning at 8:30. This four-person scramble will feature mulligans, prizes, burgers, and brats. To sign up, call the Moab Golf Course at 435-259-6488 or visit moabgolfcourse.com. Farmers markets are open in Cortez, Dolores, and Monticello now through October. Visit CortezFarmMarket.com, TownOfDolores.com, or the Monticello Farmers Market Facebook page for info on those. Celebrating its 10th year, the Moab Backyard Theater presents live outdoor entertainment downtown Wednesdays through Saturdays, featuring music, magic with Rick Beretti, and food. Most of the shows are free. Visit MoabBackyardTheater.com for full details. Friday nights are family skate night for all ages at the Old Spanish Trail Pavilion in Moab from 6 to 8. There's live music every night of the week at the Blue Pig in Moab and Thursday through Sunday nights at Red Cliffs Lodge. Visit MoabHappenings.com for the ongoing schedule. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's 9:25 a.m. on this Monday morning, this Monday, July 24th.
Of course, it was on July 24th, 1847, that the first permanent settlers of Utah came rolling into the Salt Lake Valley. So today is Pioneer Day. It's a state holiday today. State agencies won't be open, but... Anyway, a big annual celebration. Of course, the big celebration in Monticello every summer is to mark Pioneer Day. We're not tied to the 24th as much as we do at the weekend of closest to the 24th. But anyway, so today is Pioneer Day. On this day in 1959, Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev and U.S. Vice President Richard Nixon had a debate. They were in Moscow. There was this exhibit of a modern American kitchen. You know, in 1959, and they call it the kitchen debate. It's kind of an interesting historical thing. On this day, 1998, the movie Saving Private Ryan was released, and 33 years ago today, July 24th, 1990, the number one song was "Can't Touch This" by MC Hammer. That's 33 years ago. That's crazy.
Wow.
It's National Cousins Day and National Drive-Through Day. Birthdays today, Amelia Earhart. Earhart. They should have an Amelia Earhart.
Yeah.
She's this famous pilot, a woman explorer. She was born in 1897, disappeared somewhere over the South Pacific or somewhere, 1939. Amelia Earhart's birthday. It's also Jennifer Lopez's birthday. She's 54. The mailman, Carl Malone, Utah Jazz power forward extraordinaire, was born 60 years ago today. Of course, it's on Pioneer Day. And when he was drafted, the Jazz flew him in and got him off the plane, put him on a float. You know, it's in the Pioneer Day parade, and Utah Jazz float, and afterwards he thanked them for throwing such a big parade for his birthday.
That's awesome.
That's Karl Malone. Actor Michael Richards is 74 years old today. He was Kramer on Seinfeld. And comedian Gallagher is 77 years old today. He was the guy who had this big mallet and would destroy watermelons and overripe fruit. Man, he found a niche.
Yeah, that sounds like a YouTube channel now.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Local birthdays today for Reed Anderson, Nathan Webb, McNeil Crank, Cheryl Soderstrom, and Saul Lovato. Happy birthdays. We had a bunch of weekend birthdays on Saturday and Sunday. Marcy Bothwell had a birthday. Talon Jack, David Redd, Nan Barton, Eric George, Wendy Brandt, Davy Smith, and a couple set of twins, Kelly and Travis Pearson, and Ben and Haley Boyle both had birthdays over the weekend.
Haley Boyle Burton.
Haley Boyle Burton. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call, 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, give us a call. We're glad to do them, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Got, as part of the morning show, 101 Ways to Experience San Juan County, Utah. That's a publication of the San Juan Record and the San Juan Chamber of Commerce. Taking a look, we've got lots of different things for you to do, including number 45 on our list, which is to watch a movie filmed in San Juan County, whether it's John Wayne, Mark Wahlberg, Johnny Depp, Tom Hanks, or Will Smith's. Actors are often upstaged by the spectacular scenery in San Juan County. The area has been featured in more movies than you can count. Of course, Monument Valley was setting for many movies, including The Searchers with John Wayne. Island in the Sky, Canyonlands National Park is where Thelma and Louise took one flying last leap. Sal Junction was featured in Transformers 4, Monument Valley, of course, where Forrest Gump finally stopped running, and lots of folks have stopped their cars there to take a look at that. So that's number 45 on our list of 101 things to do in San Juan County. Also highlighting advertisers in the 101, including the Edge of the Cedars State Park Museum, that's located at 660 West, 400 North in Blanding. For more information, you can call 678-2238 or go to stateparks.utah.gov/park/Edge of the Cedars. So Edge of the Cedars State Park, great place to visit while you're in San Juan County.
Whether you're visiting or live here, there's so much to do in this area, and this publication gives you lots and lots of fun ideas.
Yes, it does. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Got the on-air job fair coming up, opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you that. Be back with the sports report, and we've got a couple of local parts of the sports report, so you'll want to listen in. Stick with us. It's the morning show on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times throughout the day every day.
Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289.
Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $200 an hour and a $500 sign-on bonus. Enjoy worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Earn $60,000 a year after just 2 years as a transportation security officer at Canyonlands Regional Airport. Learn more at a TSA job fair on July 20th
from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Green River Branch Library on 85 South Long Street. Positions start at $23.51 per hour and include full federal benefits and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Register at jobs.tsa.gov/events. That's jobs.tsa.gov/events. Some conditions apply. U.S. citizenship is required. Attention hospitality workers in the region. Comfort Suites of Moab is looking for one very good front desk attendant. The ideal candidate is someone who knows the business and works well with others. Comfort Suites is also looking for two housekeepers to join their hardworking crew. Compensation depending on your experience. Please stop by for an application at Comfort Suites 400 North Main in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment operators, SX/EW technician, a warehouse clerk, diesel mechanics, and a controller. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume and applications to lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including an OB Med Surgical RN on a Traveler 13-week contract. Also seeking an operating room manager, a dialysis unit clerk, and a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Are you ready to start an exciting career in the mineral exploration business? Tonatech Exploration is accepting applications from highly motivated individuals. No experience necessary. Must be willing to travel and be able to pass a pre-employment drug screen. Daily per diem paid in addition to top hourly rates, overtime, and bonuses. Extra per diem paid for Class A and B CDL drivers. Paid family insurance premiums including health, dental, vision, group life, and disability, matching 401k with immediate vesting. Send your resume to career@tonatech.com or apply online at tonatech.com. Grand County School District has numerous positions to fill, including a speech pathologist, a school-based therapist, and special education paraprofessional at Grand County High. Title I paraprofessional and severe special education teacher positions at HMK Elementary. Three full-time custodian positions, part or full-time lunch aide/cooks/cashiers at all schools, substitute bus driver, groundskeepers, maintenance positions, and more. Check out a complete list at grandschools.org and come be a part of the great things happening at Grand County School District. The San Juan School District has openings for a number of teaching positions, including elementary, secondary, and special ed. If you have a bachelor's degree and are interested in teaching, we can help you get started. For more information, contact the SJSD Human Resource Office at 435-678-1215 or visit us at sjsd.org.
Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day to the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Power up your projects with Craftsman all month long at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. Right now, get 20% off select Craftsman V20 lithium-ion power tools, equipment, and accessories. It's grilling season. Come check out the great deals on Weber and Traeger grills and smokers. Camp chairs, deck umbrellas, and pop-up canopies are all on sale. Plus, it's buy 1 gallon, get one half off on Royal and Clark and Kensington paint and cabinet exterior stain. That's just the beginning of the red hot buys this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's warming up out there, and Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, has everything you need to keep cool this summer. Come check out the ample selection of swimming supplies, suits, shoes, pools, floats, goggles, and more. Walker Drug carries Tannerite for your outdoor fun, They have all the fishing and barbecue gear you need. And be sure to grab some first aid supplies for those inevitable scrapes and cuts. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. For summer fun, right next door to Walker's True Value.
Save up to $30 a month on your internet with Emory Telcom. See if you qualify for the Affordable Connectivity Program and apply online right now at affordableconnectivity.gov. Emory Telcom knows reliable internet is more important than ever. Sign up now to save $30 a month. Visit emorytelcom.com or call 435-298-8023 today. Emory Telcom, your local advantage.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Monday, July 24th, 2023, 9:39 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Let's take a look now at the sports report, shall we? And often this time of year, you know, it's mostly regional baseball, but we do have a couple of local athletes to report on. Number one, of course, professional bull rider Keyshawn Whitehorse out of McCracken Mesa, Utah, here in the Red Rock Country. He had a pretty good weekend. He was over in Big Sky, Montana at the Big Sky PBR, finished in sixth place, earned 42 points, had a couple good rides. So congratulations, Keyshawn. Right now he's number 17 in the world and on the rankings, and hoping to continue to climb. So good season for Keyshawn Whitehorse. Other local athlete, local grappler from Moab, Austin Paris, was over in Fargo, North Dakota, where they have an annual national tournament of Greco and freestyle wrestling. Those are the Olympic disciplines. It's not what you'd see at a high school meet, but Mr. Austin Paris finished seventh in his weight class and his age division, so he has earned All-American honors. So congratulations to Moab wrestler Austin Paris.
Yeah, and the Tour de France wrapped up this weekend. Yesterday had the final day, these 21 epic road races on bicycles, and we have a local athlete, Sep Kuss from Durango, and Durango native, incredible bike rider. He finished 12th overall. He really had his teammate was the overall winner, Vindegar, and Sep Kuss was his main lieutenant, the second person who helped him and was right there to help his teammate win it all. He was 12th overall. He entered the weekend 6th overall, but had another big crash. He had two just brutal crashes on this 21-day event, but finished 12th overall, which is just excellent. Great job. World-class athlete who had the last month has been very, very interesting for him. Also, Nelson Paulus, who's not from the Red Rock Country, but he's Native American. I think he's the first Native American to ever ride in the Tour de France. He was 4th overall in the King of the Mountain, or the climbing competition. Anyway, he had a great race too, so good job to those bike racers.
Yeah, well, very good, and congrats. You know, we've got the sports report coming up just around the bend as we get ready for high school sports season to start, and where we've got a lot of local athletes. We'll just plug the sponsor of that, which is Knowles Home Furnishing, located in Moab. So appreciate their support of local athletes, and yeah, hard to believe we're just a few weeks away.
Yeah,
right around the corner from high school football and cross country volleyball starting up.
We're getting going. Our sponsorship opportunities for our broadcasts of high school football. We don't miss a game of the San Juan Broncos, and we cover the Monticello Buckaroos, Whitehorse Raiders, Monument Valley Cougars. Anyway, we've got a lot of advertising packages. If you want to be a sponsor of that, give us a call here at 587-2277.
Very good. Well, we do have one other bit of sports news. Of course, a part of our regional sports report, we take a look at our two MLB teams. The Colorado Rockies, fifth in the NL West with a record of 39-60. They went 2-1 over the weekend in Miami, and today they are in the nation's capital taking on the Washington Nationals. 5 o'clock p.m. is that opening pitch for the Rockies. Meanwhile, Arizona Diamondbacks are second in the NL West. They and the San Francisco Giants, both with a record of 54 and 46, both 4 games back from the LA Dodgers. Diamondbacks had a rough weekend. They were swept in Cincinnati. Today they are home in Phoenix. 7:40 p.m. is the opening pitch for their matchup against the St. Louis Cardinals. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.